USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're also going to be talking about hourly wage earners getting help.
President Trump speaking in the White House briefing room on the coronavirus as he looks for ways to help the American worker during this critical time.
So that they can be in a position where they're not going to ever miss a paycheck. Be working with companies and small companies, large companies, a lot of companies, so that they don't get penalized for something that's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's not our country's fault. This was something that we were thrown into, and we're going to handle it, and we have been handling it very well.
And the market taking a huge hit, the Dow down just over 2,000 points, and the Grand Princess finally docking in Oakland, California. Folks sick taken off the ship and transported to area hospitals. Others will be taken off in waves over the next few days and flown to military bases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Vice President Mike Pence leading the Corona Task Force. He updates us on the latest efforts to keep people healthy in our country.
Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know how pleased the President was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp and Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today.
And four Republican members of Congress who attended CPAC to self-quarantine, Texas Senator Conservative Ted Cruz, Georgia Congressman Republican Doug Collins, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz, and Arizona Congressman Paul Gosar all had contact with a man from New Jersey who has the coronavirus and is being treated. The Conservative Political Action Conference held at National Harbor, Maryland at the end of February. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An in-depth look now at the market meltdown, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
The Dow is closing down over 2,000 points amid plunging oil prices and coronavirus fears. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 2,013 points to finish at 23,851. The NASDAQ and S&P also sank more than 7% in a massive sell-off. As far as just how low we can go, Bob Iacino is a CME trader. He tells Fox News,
I think we're very near the bottom here, and my reasoning behind that is this is not going to be completely untouched and left alone by the Trump administration. These targeted stimulus packages are going to happen, especially because we're in an election year. Whether it's lasting stimulus or not isn't really important to me, because once you get that footing back under the global economy in general, we don't even see the demand potential falling off yet. We just know it's going to happen. So this is a repricing that's necessary, but I believe it's overdone, and I remain in that stance.
A new report finds the U.S. the biggest arms seller in the world, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
America's major arms exports have increased by 23% over the last 5 years, according to a report from a leading arms control watchdog, the Stockholm International Peace Research Institute. Its latest report shows the U.S. has dramatically expanded arms exports to a total of 96 nations. The U.S. remains the largest individual arms exporter in the world. I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.